Well, that's quite the gospel. It's a long gospel, but that's the center of our faith. That's the core of our Catholic life, is this passion, death of Christ, which then leads to the resurrection. But I'd like to just highlight two texts within that rather lengthy narrative, which you can meditate upon and be fed by. There's just so much there for you, and I'd encourage you to take it up and read it again. The first I'd like to mention is when Jesus passed away. You'll recall that it said the veil to the inner sanctuary was torn from top to bottom at the death of Christ. And what that signified is that Jesus, by his death, had just thrown open the gates to the true sanctuary, which is the heavens. We know the temple on earth that was built according to the specs that Moses received was there in Jerusalem, and the high priest would enter the inner sanctuary once a year. But this time, the new high priest, Jesus Christ, upon the cross, enters the true sanctuary, which is the heavens. And that's signified by that veil tearing from top to bottom, and we're meant to follow him into the true sanctuary of the living God, our Father, who art in heaven. The other text I would just call your attention to is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, you'll recall, says, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done." Now, that cup, there's a lot of different interpretations of that. I'd like to just simply share with you an interpretation I know I've had and meditated on in my own prayer for a number of years, that cup that Jesus is talking about is the cup of God's wrath due to the human race for the many, many sins and offenses committed against God and that would be committed against God in the future. We can see this in the Old Testament. God is offended. There's many narrative stories of men and women offending God, false worship, breaking all of the commandments and the like. And you know as well as I, when we experience injustice, we feel like someone owes us an apology, or justice cries out to be rectified or corrected, and a proper balance in justice needs to be returned for us to come to peace. Well, it's the same thing with our Father in heaven. And Jesus is praying in the garden, "Father, if this cup can pass me by, this bitter cup of the wrath that is due to the sins of the human race, let it pass me by, yet not my will, but yours be done." And of course, as we know what happens, Jesus goes to the cross and he empties that cup of its bitter contents and replaces the bitter contents with his precious blood, so that the same cup that had previously been the cup of God's wrath becomes now the cup of his blessing and mercy. And that same cup is what's on this altar today. The cup emptied of its bitter contents by Christ upon the cross now becomes filled with his precious blood of the new covenant, which is the covenant in his blood. And that cup is a blessing cup. And we become covered in the blood of the Lamb, and purified, and cleansed, and blessed. And by way of the Eucharist, then, as we receive it from this altar, We are invited to go with Jesus into the true sanctuary in the heavens.